Happy Saturday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and how do I feel about it? How do I feel about it? Missing the Fool in Love Festival in Los Angeles, where everybody from Lionel Richie and Dana Ross to Shalamar to Pete Funk to Zapp to Cameo to Midnight Star, Atlantic Star, everybody is going to be there. Everybody's going to be there. P-Funk is supposed to headline the bounce stage. They're supposed to play from 10:15 to 11. It starts at 11 a.m. and goes to 11 p.m. Which kind of doesn't matter because something like that, no way in hell you should be getting there at no 11 a.m. You get there at 11 a.m., you asking for trouble. Because that means you got a whole day, and I'm thinking ain't going to probably not be no seats. Even though if I was to go, it would be a VIP ticket. And then the whole thing too, all of a sudden the VIP tickets and the general admission plus tickets are the same price. And I Googled Fool in Love Festival discount, and I got sent to a Reddit site, and the people on Reddit were complaining because they paid full price for a ticket. They paid full price. Some people pay $700-$800 for their ticket to turn around and have it the actual official ticket sales site of the event cut them in half. Literally cut the ticket prices in half or even less than half. Some people pay $700 for one ticket, and the people putting it on refunded their money in order for them to go ahead and buy tickets at the, you know, discounted price. It went from 2 to 1. I mean, again, you could tell by the production of it, you assume from the logistical production standpoint of how they gonna have all these groups there, granted 3 different stages, and where between each group, there's like very minimal setup time or stage time to set up the stage time. Even if they have rotating stages, they may be able to do it if they have rotating stages. Well, one group is on, the other group is on the backside getting it together. And if they have it logistically ready, there's a possibility that could kind of go fairly smooth and not as horribly mishapped, crazy as it seems. But how do I feel about missing it? Right now, it's 11:08. The thing is supposed to officially be starting about 8 minutes ago. I saw that where Cameo was supposed to be playing like at 1 o'clock, 1 p.m. or something like that. I think I saw that in the lineup that people were posting. I know a couple of people going there. I know a few people coming in to go. A lot of people excited to see it. You know, a lot of people want to go to it. I understand that. But I got over the big festival events a long time ago. As I got older, I said, it's not worth it. Because the bottom line is, I really only want to see P-Funk. I really don't want to see anybody else. Let's just be honest. There are other bands. I'm sure I have fun to be partying with folks and, you know, be getting into it and this and that. But really, the only thing I would want to see is P-Funk. And every band or everything that came up would just be in the way of me seeing P-Funk. Zapp may come as close to a complete distraction as anybody, because they are energetic, talented, and they play that music. And they play that music. Even if it's a track or whatever they're doing, they hit those notes and that spot. And they keep it moving. They do California Love and More Bounce and, you know, So Rough, So Tough and all those songs. But other than that, I'm sitting there waiting. And they don't put no ballads on there. Oh my God, no Shalimars or no Ready for the Worlds or nothing like that. Oh Jesus Christ. You know, I want to hear war. So, and if I was to go, and I would go to hang out. I mean, it's better than sitting around home eating. And I would have fun. And, you know, I'd probably get energized. Go out, show out a little bit. Be wearing my L.A. Maggots. With my P-Funk going on my back. You know, just be out there. Get to be Jeffrey on a bigger stage or a larger platform or my side of the stage. How do I feel about missing it? I'm cool. I'm cool. But there was a time, probably about 20 years ago, where I would be sick to my stomach if I wasn't there. There was a time where if P-Funk was playing anywhere around and I wasn't there, I would almost be depressed. I would almost be like, you know, I would have to lay down, take a nap, and not want to eat or eat too much. One or the other. I would just be down and, oh, miserable. It was, and then what happened was that as P-Funk started playing more and more or whatever, there would be private parties in LA that I would get wind of. And I would, you know, try to see where was that, how to snake myself in. But for the most part, I didn't, or I wouldn't go to a band member or somebody. I wouldn't hit a band member or anybody up and say, hey, can you, you know, blah, blah. Every few, it's been once or twice where I say, hey, man, I done did everything. I tried to do this. You know, can you help me out? Very rare instances. Because I'm just not that way. I pay. And I can afford to pay. I pay. Because, I mean, and, you know, in the old days of P-Funk, you know, the way was, they see you outside the venue. You all right? You good? You good? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. You know, because it was a time, I remember a time of what casino we was at. They was working to get me in. And it was like they went into Mission Impossible mode to beat the venue. You can see the venue people watching them and watching us. And you can see it was a struggle. You know, somebody slipped me a wristband or something, and the venue people standing right there, whatever it is. You know, I think Overton was involved one time, got me in sometime. I drove someplace and went someplace, couldn't get in or something like that. You know, it was like family like that. You know, it was like a thing. It was like a P-Funk thing almost. And then I remember when the venues really started cracking down. And I think even P-Funk management cracked down because it was like too many people backstage. It was this and that. It became a little too chaotic. Too many people wanted to get in for free. And I never was that guy. And when I was on the when I did get in for free, I was on the list. I got from management. My name was on the list. Because I was putting in work. I was putting in work for Mr. Lodge Curry. I earned my entrances into there. I wasn't just, you know, going there, you know, oogling and googling. But there's nothing wrong with oogling and googling. I did some support. I just wasn't there posting, you know, just because I posted about the show on a couple of websites or on my Facebook page. And call that promoting. No, I put in work. I spent money and investment, and I put in work. Building those, creating CDs and working with Mr. Curry and doing music and all that. And being backstage, that's a whole different thing, but being backstage was always a little too stuffy for me. I like my side of the stage. So I never really, you know, wanted to be in like that, on that side, in that, you know? I like, you know, my proximity. I really, really like my proximity. My autonomy in. But you know when them fuckers there, I'm always there front row. I ain't gonna miss nothing. You know that. But this time, this festival thing, it's gonna be a wonderful mess. The way I put it, it's gonna be one big giant wonderful mess. It's gonna be something that you can be to say to your grandkids that you was at, I'm sure. But it's gonna be a spectacle. That's what it is. It's gonna be a spectacle. And it's not gonna be, it's not about P-Funk. This is not about P-Funk. P-Funk is gonna be there, but this event is not about P-Funk. And it was like when I went to Paisley Park to see P-Funk. Spent $500 to go to the Paisley Park celebration the year after Prince died, because P-Funk played. And the only reason I went is because P-Funk played. But after I got there and I saw what was going on and took it in, I realized that me being here and this event isn't about P-Funk. And it was kind of hard for me to realize and accept that. This was bigger. The Paisley Park and the Prince thing and the celebration was bigger than P-Funk. And to the point to where P-Funk even seemed out of place. P-Funk seemed out of place when they played. It was a different thing. It was weird. I was like, ugh. This ain't, you know, I'm used to the P-Funk show. I've seen them, you know, hundreds of times or whatever. But when they played in that setting, it didn't feel right. It didn't fit to me. Compared to the other bands and the quote-unquote elegance of the event, the mood and elegance of the whole thing. It was refined and, you know, the performers were wearing makeup, even the men, costumes, you know. Everything was like almost rehearsed. It almost like sounded like the record. You know, really polished. And then P-Funk come out. I remember looking up and seeing Mr. Payne in his overalls or whatever, you know, just being, you know, just doing how we do it. I was like, okay. You know, and how noisy and, you know, how jam bandish it was. It just didn't fit. But anyway, and after I got over that, after, you know, I kind of was disappointed. And I didn't know how to process it. I had to process it, you know, and settle down and just accept and realize that this isn't about P-Funk. So I just let that go. And I absorbed everything from the event, celebration, Prince. You know, I took in the event and not worried about what P-Funk did or didn't do. And it was very, very, very rewarding. I got something out of it to learn about Prince's work ethic. You know, see how he handled things, hear people talk about how they did this and how they did that. You know, from a producing standpoint, I learned a lot. So I'm very glad I went. And that's what this Fool in Love Festival will probably be more about. It'll probably be more about the event and not P-Funk. And, you know, and I would just have to go there and understand that. You know, that I'm not gonna get, you know, this ain't a dose of P-Funk. This ain't a shot of P-Funk. This ain't about P-Funk. You know, you're not going there to get that fix. You go in there for, you know, everything else, clown around, have a good time, blah, blah, blah. But you're not going there to get your P-Funk fixed. Don't even. But anyway, it's still early. Look like it's 11:19. So the show should have started. And probably according to the lineup, a band is probably, should be getting ready to get off the stage if they adhering to the schedule, which I know by maybe 5-6 o'clock even, they're gonna be behind. It's too many bands, too many moving parts. And that's why I'm thinking, and I posted in a couple places, that I doubt and I bet P-Funk don't even get to play. I bet P-Funk don't even get to play. because I looked, and the other headliners, like the real big one, like Lionel Richie and Diana Ross, the really big ones, they go on at 8. See, I think they go on at 8. And I think the thing is going to be over at 11. And in L.A., if they say 11, they shut shit down at 11. Somebody told me a long time ago, it's because of insurance purposes or whatever. You know, they don't go on beyond curfew. They got to be out of there. You know, I don't know if it's paying people overtime or people that working there want to get out or whatever. But ain't no more of that 2, 3 o'clock in the morning stuff in L.A. And L.A. was always cut short anyway. Used to go to like 2 maybe. San Francisco Boom Boom Room with Ron Cat now. Yeah, we'd be in there until 3, 4 in the morning. It was wonderful. I don't know how they do it. We'd be in there until 3, 4 in the morning. L.A., you'd be out of there about 1:45. So, they say 11 o'clock, and it's an outside performance. So there's probably other ordinances and stuff about volume and loudness and all that. So I'm pretty sure they're going to have it. They're going to shut shit down. Pull the plugs at 11. And all those acts that come before 11 during the day, adding a little extra time here, add a little extra time there. But I would still go. Having said all that, I would still go. I'm still monitoring tickets. I looked at Groupon. I knew they was going to be in Groupon. I just knew that. Because, see, the demographic, the target demographic ain't going to spend that kind of money. At least it's not a lot of them that's going to. The target demographic, and they ain't going to want to stand in the sun for all of them hours. Somebody posted that on Reddit. They said, is they more than likely ain't gonna want to stand in the sun for all them hours either. The target demographic may have the money, the disposable income, but they ain't trying to stand on their feet for 4 hours. And they gonna need a tent, they gonna need air conditioning, or they ain't gonna go. Or they gonna go and leave. So, I'm thinking I'm gonna wait. And maybe they still be selling tickets, you know, after the show start. I check Groupon. I should actually check now, since it started, to see if people dropped the prices of the tickets. Because there's a couple on Vivid Seats, private parties selling them. But those platinum tickets, you gotta meet the person and pick them up or something. Pick up tickets by the venue. And I don't trust that. I'm an instant download guy. I'm a verify instant download guy. That's how I like to do it. But like I said, if something come up and the price get low, even though I'm out here at an undisclosed location, I'll get dressed. Probably take me 2 hours max to get, probably an hour and a half, less than 2 hours to get to the venue from here. Maybe if I was to leave at 3, get there at 5, still have like 4, 5, 6 hours of time until I find out that P-Funk ain't gonna play. So it's a long day. Things can still happen. That's why I'm out here getting my steps, get them taken care of, see how the day goes, see how I eat, see how I handle it. You know, if I get lazy, end up going to Cha Cha's getting that burrito. Or going to Stater Brothers getting that fried chicken and a loaf of French bread and some seafood salad. And you know what happens after that? Hell, I could probably do that. Sleep, get up, and still be able to go there and get down. I mean, the time is there. The time is there, you know, it's open. Possibilities are there. It's just a matter of getting the right situation, having the situation come into play. So we'll see. And I was just thinking, I guess the P-Funks is in town. I wonder if Mr. Payne is in town and all them in L.A. They probably flew up. They probably not even here yet. They probably catching flights here, land, go to the venue, play, turn around and fly back out tomorrow. You know, because they probably, well, I guess they got to get a hotel. How they going to do that? They fly out tomorrow. They're going to have to get a hotel or something. I don't know how all that works. I don't. And kind of don't care. I mean, I do care. Because I do care about the general welfare of the band in general, platonically. You know, you at least wonder. I at least wonder, you know, is that, you know, they're going to fly out, they're going to get rooms, they're going to be okay, you know. How are they going to get back and forth? Is it a bus? You know. Because if they all come out, they all got to get rooms. Till the next day at least. Or when they fly, if they fly out yesterday, that's two nights. They fly in a day, they need transportation to and from the airport. Get to the venue. Hang out, do the show, then at least have a place to stay until they can catch a flight back the next day. All that, you know, all that is part of it, and I don't take for granted that somebody handles all that so that I can go to the show and enjoy and do what I do on my side of the stage. That's why a lot of times I feel guilty that I'm not doing enough. The reward I get from that band, the feeling I get, you know, how much it's meant to me all these years. It's like I owe them. It's like I owe P-Funk. I definitely owe P-Funk. I owe P-Funk. And I mean P-Funk, the philosophy. The music, the philosophy, the methodology, whatever. That part. The ideology, especially. The people who play it, hopefully funk is there, is its own reward for them. And it should be, because it's up to them to work it out. You know, it's a shame that it's a business for them. You know, it's got to be a business for somebody for me to enjoy it. And that's the tough part. That's the tough part. I just show up, buy my ticket, and you know, do what you do. I don't have to worry about anything else. It's like spiritual, and it's like church. For me, but I don't really have to compromise because of a business aspect of it. I don't have to cut a corner here or think this way there or do that or do this because of the business aspect. Anyway, I'm cutting this short. I don't want it to get too hot. Swing on y'all two times. For me and for the funk. Three times. For the funk again. For Parliament Funkadelic, George Clinton, and the P-Funk All-Stars. That wonderful ideology, band, music, and for being on the one. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be, a totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.